Matt Moore and Matt Master Morrow.
What do any of you know about being brutal?
Featuring Massachusetts metal and punk.
Those lyrics about hell, demons, and doom. What if I told you it's all real?
WMFO Medford.
Well, the prime time, bitch!
And welcome to Brutal Brunch here, WMFO Medford.
Good morning, bitch.
91.5 FM, streaming live at WMFO.org. Ooh. Is that what you said when you kicked off your karaoke set last
Good
night?
Good morning.
To all the JJ Grimsby's patrons.
Yep, karaoke Grimsby's. It's ridiculous.
So we're here for another hour this morning. Numbers here if you want to call in are 855-915-WMFO. That's 855-915-9636 or 781-350-3264. And yes, I was starting to think Matt might not show up this morning.
Absolutely
Wild
not.
Night on the town.
It's an early night when you go to karaoke Grimsby's with a bunch of people in their 70s. Very early. But I had to modify my song selection. I was like, they're not going to like it.
No Danzig?
No Danzig. I'm like, it seems rude. So I just did classic into the 70s and 60s.
I don't know. You would have stood out.
I would have stood out, but people would have been sad. And I don't want to make the old people sad. And then there was like one guy who was like a ringer. He's just ripping it up, doing sweet Bon Jovi cuts and stuff. I'm like, damn, this guy's good. He's good. That's going to be me. I'm going to be like the karaoke guy who goes around 70.
Showing people your photos of your house with your... I could have been.
Could have been there.
I was... It's too late for me. Past my bedtime.
Yeah, it was like literally 10 o'clock. Anyway, good times. How are you?
All right. Of course, we were off last week.
Yep.
Wound up being for no reason.
That stinks.
That's fine.
Plane troubles.
If you saw what happened to Webster, nice tornado that they had out there.
Every building on Main Street, whatever it was.
Some last minute flight cancellations. Ohio was not for lovers last week.
No. You know what you could have done, though?
We shouldn't have played that song, is what we shouldn't have done.
I was going to say, if you were feeling bad, you could listen to that song and just kind of like.
Now we have to say that. Out. We're saying sorry.
True.
Delta. For not making the winning.
Delta.
You know? But anyway, it happens. We're back here this week. We got.
It's a lot.
A metal history that I'm told is out of control.
It's a lot. There's a lot of research I put into it. There's
As
a lot
of
like
week.
Disgusting clips I had to
there's
watch.
Something, yeah, there's something that we've been debating.
Me and Matt are having a discussion as to, is this an act? Is this a real person? And if so, gross, kind of both on both counts.
Reconfirming that Kurt Cobain was murdered.
For sure. 100%. The truth will be revealed.
We may talk about some gym etiquette because there's a video circulating that has also sparked some debate.
I'm wearing gym shorts right now because I'm planning on going to the gym later and I want to motivate myself to continue to go.
And then we get some more problematic news. But first, unless you have anything else to open, any other opening thoughts?
Oh, no. I'm good.
Good. Let's play some new music for you. We got from the band Chuggernaut. They put out a sweet music video for this one, which you can check out online.
Sick bear made out of leaves.
That's a Kodiak bear, son.
Sick.
That is their new album coming out on August 24th. This is the band Chuggernaut, and this is the song Stranglehold. You're hearing it on Brutal Brunch, WMFO Medford.
Stranglehold, baby!
Thankfully, it does not sound like that. Here you go.
Okay.
There you go. New Chuggernaut.
Taking it
you
back. Taking back Stranglehold from Ted Nugent. Take that, Uncle Ted. That was a good song. I like that.
All right. So yeah, you can catch that, or you can grab that album when it comes out on August 24th. They're taking pre-orders now. Speaking of albums, I got a sweet one of 300 Gozu vinyls.
Ooh.
Very exciting. I'm becoming quite the...
Did you get it online, or how'd you get it?
Yeah,
did you
go, Bandcamp. Did you have to, I didn't have to pay the import fee that I had to pay on that other album. I got that. So that was very exciting. Although I was thinking that if I... because it took like a week to get, I was like, I probably should have just driven to somebody's house and picked one up. Yes. As opposed to waiting for the whole thing to ship. But anyway, that was Chuggernaut. Check out their new album, Kodiak, dropping on August 24th. And Matt, I've been waiting for this. A lot of build-up.
It's a good one.
Hold on.
Give it to me. Do it right.
Welcome to This Week in Metal History.
August 5th to August 11th. Which is only 6 days. This Week in Metal History. First of all, thank you to the great Twitter account, This Day in Metal.
Yes. The 7 days.
Whom I enjoy. First, let's start off with some fun stuff that's not
metal. Is he done officially?
He came back.
All right. He just rage quit and then came back.
He was mad. I guess I'm assuming it's a he, but I think it is because sometimes they'll post like the private account and it's like a guy in his 50s. He was fired up.
It's you?
It's me, actually. Psych. No, he just wanted people to give money to his Patreon, which go ahead, do it. First of all, fun stuff. This week, 88. The Genesis release of Altered Beast. Wait, let me play that again, Max. That wasn't loud enough.
This is the band Genesis?
No, this is the video game system Genesis, and this is the game Altered Beast.
Rise from your grave.
Hell yeah! So basically, you're a man who's also a werewolf, and you beat the hell out of mummies, things of that nature. It's a bad game, but what was good is it had the Genesis synth thing. I think it was made by... I want to say it was made by Sony, but the Genesis had like a sound chip that was like supposedly better than the Super Nintendo.
What year was this?
88.
88? There was the Genesis out at that point?
Oh, yeah.
Wow.
Also out this week, 88, the remake of The Blob. Did you see the... Have you ever seen the remake of The... Why?
If it had a mind,
you're the worst.
You could reason with it.
You're like a new metal, but for horror movies. Sorry, 2003 or 4 only. Thank you. The Blob remake, obviously the 50s movie, The Blob. A disgusting movie, like one of those movies that was just on all the time. Like on, like, it would have had to be HBO, because I'd be like a little kid and I'd like sneak out and like watch 2 seconds and be like, that is disgusting. But, planet. A lot of good practical effects, a lot of disgusting pink slime covering people, Kevin Dillon. It's good stuff. Anyway, I like that movie. You should watch The Blob, for crying out loud, man.
I have seen The Stuff.
The Stuff. Okay, yeah. So, like, the same type of, like... Not as gross as The Stuff. I'll say The Stuff is disgusting. Like, this part... I'm trying to think. The Blob is more campy than disgusting. And I think The Stuff is, like... How can we make the most disgusting puppets explode with gore and blood? And I'm like, too much of The Stuff. But The Blob, take a Sunday afternoon, enjoy yourself. It's a good film. August 6th, 84, Iron Maiden released a single, 2 Minutes to Midnight. Such a good song. Let it roll.
Thought we were going to listen to the whole thing there for a second.
We could.
Getting ready.
August 6th, 96. Well, because here's the problem. August 6th, 96, Dying Fetus released their debut album, Purification Through Violence. Here's the problem with Dying Fetus being on Metal History. That's about as much about as I can play before he just starts, every word is a swear that I have to bleep, and it would be impossible. All right, here we go. August 6th, 1985, shock thrash metal band, I guess... The Mentors released the album You Asked For It. The cover is hilarious, I guess. three pudgy men with executioner's axes with 80s ladies, I guess, crawling up the steps to talk to him. So, the lead singer of the Executioners is this man named Eldon Hoke.
Mm-hmm.
He had been in, like, kind of garbaggio punk bands, I guess you would call that, because we were talking before, because they just basically can't play their instruments in the
70s. Yeah, you see this guy, and like, this, he's not punk.
He's not unless, a punk unless, guy.
Yeah, because he's not, anyway.
He's punk in the way that, like,
he also reminded me of his,
he looks homeless.
He also reminded me of, with his mask, with the ghoul.
He reminded me of your wrestling character from,
The Prophet?
The Prophet.
WrestleMania.
Okay, you asked for it. So, the mentor, so we're talking 85. With the album You Asked For It, the Mentors released the song Golden Showers, which is about peeing on people, which I'll play 2 seconds of, because the first 2 seconds has legitimately made me chuckle for 1 minute. Anyway, so not a good
sweet
album.
Baseline.
It's a good baseline, actually. Not a good album, but did get them pub in the because of the time, Nancy Reagan and others were kind of really whipping up everyone into a frenzy about, you know, music has to be labeled. We have to put things on things because children are listening to this. And
Tipper
like,
Gore probably wasn't a fan.
In fairness, children were listening to this, and I'm kind of like, maybe not. Do you know? Now that I'm like older, I'm like, come on, this is. It is childish at the same time, but it's also disgusting. And I feel like I should at least know, like, what is this? What am I listening to? So I feel like my take on Eldon Hoke as we get deeper into this is that he is a carny, a scumbag, like a scumbag carny guy who knew the right buttons to push to get media attention. And the way that he did it was by just saying the most disgusting and vile things possible, knowing that basically the Mentors album, the Golden Showers, was put in the same, like, you know, Tipper Gore as, like, whatever, some Dee Snider album, or like, you, do you know what I'm saying? Like, oh, here's, like, Iron Maiden, a band that sold, like, 1,000 platinum albums next to this dumbass, and they're, like, put it on the same level in that regard, right? So, if you're trying to generate publicity for your kind of not good band...
It's a good business decision.
It's a good business decision. Eldon Hoke went on to kind of be the same kind of character for the rest of his life, basically. He would appear on Jerry Springer, which I'll play like literally 1 second of because it makes you
extremely
cringe.
Uncomfortable.
Important to note that they all had fake names. Like, he was like El Duce, mm-hmm. and then there was guys who were like Johnny Wifebeater, and like, just like, it kind of makes you go like that. Here's like 3 seconds of Jerry Springer, which. Man.
Shock rock, bands who break all the rules in order to thrill their fans. And we've been talking to El Duce, the leader of the rock band, The Mentors. And
Jenny Jones. I was thinking of talk
now,
shows.
El Duce, you say that you promote rape. Well, my next guest is a mother. She is outraged at what you do. Let's bring her out now. Here is...
Just to point out, though, that's outrageous. Like, that is wild. And that whole clip, which I did watch all of, it's like 12 minutes long, mm-hmm. and it's a person. Now, here's the other thing with Jerry Springer is, like, I'm to believe that that lady is also not an actor. So, she could be. So, like, discounting the fact that she's not an actor, like, I'll just say she's a real person. It's, like, the most uncomfortable 8 minutes of garbage talk show TV ever. Possibly ever. The thing that this man is famous about, though, other than this
garbage... We're just scratching the surface.
Is in 96 he began kind of putting the story out to anyone who would listen to him, is that Courtney Love had allegedly offered to pay him $50,000 to kill Kurt Cobain. It kind of matches up, I guess. He's in Seattle. He's a piece of trash. I guess if I wanted someone killed, you could have paid this guy. But he did an interview in the I always say Court when it's Court and Courtney. Does that happen to you? When I say the name of that movie, it's Kurt, but I would say Court and Courtney.
Ah, yes.
Kurt and Courtney, he did an interview. To see it, if you haven't seen the documentary, he basically lives in, like, I don't know, a garage. It's disgusting.
It's like a little ranch compoundy thing.
It's so, playing it to my angle, that this guy is a, kind of like a now a washed-up carny, because it's 96. You know, he's just like, yeah, I did it. Just to, like, get people to buy him a beer. Do you know what I'm saying? Do you know what I'm talking about? Like, this is where this is where my theory coalesced. Is like, aha, I know what this person is.
Wasn't the guy that found that brought the cameraman to him was like a pimp?
so that guy says. Do you know what I'm saying? Did they check his bona fides? Did he, like, show him his pimp license? Did he have his pimp board of bar overseers board? Like, no. So, I mean, anyway, here's, like, 5 seconds of the interview before he turns into, like, literally a curse fest.
You did some deal with Courtney, right?
Yeah. She offered me $50,000 to whack Kurt Cobain.
Whoa! Anyway, what's interesting about that interview is what happens the next day.
Is the woman screaming in the background?
And there's a woman screaming in the background. But it's like a trailer park garage. It's hard to say where he's living. You just watch the doc. Is that the next day? So the conspiracy makes no sense.
He drops a name though in that interview.
He does drop the name of someone who allegedly did do the murder. Yes. Alan Wrench.
Alan Wrench, a singer in a satanic metal band.
Rude, honestly. Satan does not promote murder.
Who allegedly? Excuse me.
Go ahead.
Confessed to the murder at parties when he was drunk.
He would confess to the murder at parties. But I mean, like, who cares?
I was finding some very excellent tripod websites that were describing the conspiracy theory. Yes.
What's the theory on Alan Wrench being the murderer, other than El Duce?
Well, because El Duce wasn't totally sure if she was serious with the offer, so she then went to Alan Wrench, and he killed Kurt Cobain with a shot. There was something that Kurt
Cobain... Can I say allegedly, so Courtney Love doesn't see
it? So, yes, allegedly, because Kurt Cobain had his friend had purchased a shotgun.
Yep.
That was used in the death of Kurt Cobain.
Alan Wrench?
No, this was another guy. This is just Kurt's friend, but who claimed that Kurt was not, in fact, not suicidal, and that they were in after the Rome tour or whatever, that he was definitely not, like, he may have written those very depressive suicidal songs, but he was not actually suicidal, and then there's no way he would have committed suicide.
Fair enough. I mean, it's really kind of a fascinating story. That it's like a fascinating story where the cast of characters are like complete idiots. Do you know what I'm saying? Like, it's like, you'll never get to the bottom of this. And all these guys are dead. Like, he's dead too, right? Alan Wrench is dead.
No, he's still... Is he alive? His band's still going. Yeah, I'm pretty sure.
Can we find him?
The band's on Facebook. Out the, Kill Alan Wrench, I think. What's it? Stand by.
All right, anyway. But after this ridiculous interview on this documentary, Eldon Hoke was killed by a train. He was walking. And now, the police report says, basically, essentially suicide or an accident. Because he was like... The toxicology report came back like he was like extremely drunk, no surprise, extremely on drugs, no surprise, and was hit by a train, kind of walking. And if you look where he lives, like, kind of makes sense that he's kind of just a drifter at that point. Matt, your thoughts?
However,
conspiracy?
Well,
the
you
train
know that,
was
but
sent
no,
to
well,
kill him.
So Al Jurgensen from Ministry, was friends with Eldon or knew Eldon Hoke and claims that he was not just wandering around, that some friends or some fans of the band saw him and called him over, and he tried to cross the tracks and got stuck. And then was killed by the train.
Really?
That was his claim. And then the other conspiracy theory is because it wasn't necessarily Courtney that drove the train.
No, Courtney Love could not drive a train, allegedly.
It was Alan. No, they said that because Alan Wrench was around that time.
Sure.
And because he may or may not have accidentally dropped his name in that interview.
Yep.
That Alan Wrench took him for a walk. It's kind of like the like with Mayhem, like two guys go into the woods and only one emerges.
And then he allegedly tied him to the tracks.
He tied him to the tracks and then
dastardly Dan
disappeared,
style.
Yes. Stroked his mustache.
Well, anyway, I'm glad to be done with the saga of the mentors.
Are we done or is it just beginning? This
I'm
could
done.
Be like, what's that Netflix
we'll come
show?
Back.
What's that Netflix show?
Has anyone done that? Can we be the show that does like find Alan Wrench, make him confess to his crime? Could we? Could that be us?
We could.
All right, let's do it.
We got to get Courtney, too.
The whole system's going on trial. I don't know. Anyway.
Oh, that was the other thing.
Go ahead.
The bassist from Hole, a couple years after that, was like, according to this GeoCities website, was set to leave the band and had her trailer all set up to go and allegedly OD'd on heroin.
This is incredible. What's the GeoCities website? Can we give it a plug?
It only takes one Google search.
Can you guys go back in time, give it a plug? GeoCities, Tripod Baby, Angel Fire? Matt, let's wash ourselves clean of Eldon Hoke, the mentors, and Hole.
Let's do it.
And let's talk about Armored Saint releasing the album Armored Saint. Here's the song, Can You Deliver? This is, I think, also 8685. Men pulling a sword out of the ground. Just for the visual. Oh. the problem with the mentors is they had to compete with that, and he's never going to compete with Armored Saint. Also, August 9th, 85, Danish thrash metal band Artillery releases the album Fear of Tomorrow.
They made a new album last year.
Did they?
Yep.
Good for them. It's real. It's too real at the beginning.
They clearly ripped off Avenged Sevenfold and their song Scream.
Did we talk about how you guys got hosed out of seeing...
yeah, we did.
Whatever those guys' names are.
It had been canceled like the night before.
Oh, my God. Johnny Murderfist. Matt, that'll end This Week in Metal History. Thank you very much. Keep your eye on the sparrow, I guess.
That was indeed out of control. Now, this is a very quick week in metal yet to come. Tonight, Saturday, August 11th. At O'Brien's, you can see Deathgrave, Desagawa, Skullesser, and Violent Opposition. At the Tank, it's Full Blown Chaos with Heat Diplomacy, One Ton Tommy Gun, Burial, and Unction and Braille, and Orbitus. At the British American Club in Fitchburg, you can see Needleplay, Inconvenience Store, Destiny Never Dies, Damsels, and Hollow Betrayal. On Thursday, Metal Thursday at Ralph's, it's Hellbent Cynicism, Throat, with two A's, and Infernal Conjuration. And on Friday, August 17th at Ralph's, it's Sombre Arcane. I wrote down how to pronounce this band's name. Zonga, Skrull, Nahadoth, and Jesse Posco.
I feel like you just, like, a demon will now show up. Like,
well, when we play their song. We have their music to play later. I'll see you right once is going into hibernation for a month.
Yeah. It's odd, right?
The story how they were robbed and vandalized. GoFundMe, and then, yeah, they're reassessing thing. They will reopen. They already have shows booked, including Jamari, what's the comedian's name, who does the Hate Thy Neighbor. I'm totally banking on his name right now. Vice. Oh, get out of here. He was on Desus and Mero.
Desus? Was it Desus or Mero? Jerry O'Connell?
Anyway.
That is a black metal song.
That's it. That's all we got.
Holy moly. Yeah, black metal song of the week is newish. Oubliette, American fronted melodic black metal band. This is The Passage off the new album. What is it called? Like the era? Let me give you the right thing.
Uh-oh.
I have it on another thing. Excuse me. Come on, you. Stand by. Off the album, A Curse. This is Black Metal Song of the Week.
Vicky, how you doing? How's the knee?
It's coming along, doctor, but still some soreness.
Well, let's see. You know, this soon after surgery, some pain is pretty normal.
I was hoping to get more painkillers. The first round worked great.
We're being very careful with those now. Prescription painkillers are opioids, same as heroin. It's easy to start taking them, not so easy to stop.
Last year in America, an average of 40 people died from opioid abuse every day. Long-term addiction has become America's newest health epidemic.
So no pills?
Vicky, you're doing great. So let's try these anti-inflammatories, plus your physical therapy. If the soreness doesn't continue to get better, give me a call.
For opioids, the smaller the dose prescribed and taken, the better. Because even a few prescription painkillers can sometimes go a long, wrong way. A message from the American Academy of Orthopedic Surgeons and the Orthopedic Trauma Association. Visit orthoinfo.org/prescription safety.
There you go. That was Desagawa with Destroy Me from their album I Want to Die Suffering.
Yes, please.
You can see that band that tonight at O'Brien's with Deathgrave.
That was really good.
Skull Esser and Violent Opposition.
By the way,
before that was Black Metal Song of the Week.
Black Metal Song of the Week was Oblet. The song is the passage and the album was the passage because I can't read. I just can't read, you guys.
Well, for our next topic of discussion, you don't have to read, but you do know how to lift.
Hang on. Let me get my creatine supplements out for this conversation. All right, go ahead.
So, well, you're the fitness YouTube expert.
That's true, I am.
So do you want to set the scene for us?
Yeah, sure. There was this kid. I want to say
19-year-old.
19, yeah. He's filming himself doing deadlifts, which is an exercise where you put a big weight on the ground, you pick it up on a barbell, and he's slamming it down. He had a lot on there, so though. It was like 390, let's say, right?
It was a lot of weights. It wasn't bumper plates. It was loud.
So metal, old-timey metal plates. He's just slamming them down because I think, and you and I both, I think, agree, it's probably a little bit too much for
him. As pros here,
it's a little too much. He did have pads down to like.
The gym asked him to put the pads down because he was being so loud.
He's filming himself, I think, to get his form down and put it on YouTube because like.
Or was it to get his form down, or was it because he's ego lifting?
I don't know. I
want to say thing with the deadlift. So like, you know, you pick up the barbell, and it's not like you don't have to go slow motion, but you should be controlled when you if you're going to do as many reps as this kid was doing.
Well, that's part of the lift.
But every single time,
putting it down,
he was slamming it down and resetting. It's like, yeah, you don't.
So
keep going
with that. It's really loud, and he's in essentially, from what I understand, from the fallout from the. I'm a fitness YouTuber because of Rich Piana, R.I.P. in heaven. 5% Nation. So it's like the Canadian Planet Fitness. So it's like not a, like if you were in, even if you were at TPS or a place like that, that's like literally meant for people to pick up like rocks and throw them on the floor, I still feel like someone would have walked by him and been like, come on,
bro,
stop it. but this guy, so a man is observed on the film walking out from another part
with
of the gym.
With a sweet belt on.
With a sweet belt on. He has like a sick tank top on. Total good guy. Number one, top dude. And he is yelling at the kid like, your ego lift. Hey, man. Because it's Canadian. Because he's like, hey, guy. Hey, buddy. And then he, as he's
mid deadlift,
mid picking this thing up, which is like almost 400 pounds, he kicks it. He kicks the kid, the barbell, which is in the kid's hands, and it drops. And I'm like, okay, that's where it goes. That's where it crosses the line. Because I think both of us agree, if someone was doing that, a proper response is just kind of dirty look, or like come on, the international sign language and body language for come on, which is just like hands extended, head tilted to the left, like come on, bud, not like almost, you know, rupturing this kid's L5, like putting him in a wheelchair, incredible.
And then a screaming match ensues.
Then they yell at each other and so forth.
But allegedly, the gym cop got banned from the gym.
he could have hurt that kid. But it did bring up a conversation between you and I about gym etiquette. And so, like, a thing I like to do is medicine ball slams. I think it's fun. It's a good time. And I feel like if the equipment is there, I'm not bringing stuff in, right?
I know. It's the there. Exercise is
outrageous. It's there. It's there, right? So I go to a gym, a small one, yep. And they have medicine balls that are, you know, like the soft,
like the big padded ones,
squishy
yep.
ones, right? So you're supposed to throw them. So what I do is when I'm done and I want to do like a fun exercise, I pick up a heavy one over my head and I slam it into the ground as hard as I can for like 100 times.
Do you jump?
I squat down and slam it because I'm squat. Too fat to be jumping up and down like that. But Matt says, no bueno.
No. That's-
I'm saying, look, it's there, buddy. It's there.
That's not what I. Right, that's not what happened. I believe you refer to yourself as a psycho when you do it. You said you feel like a psycho. I was like, you should feel like a psycho because it's a. I've done that exercise before, but like, and if you're doing it as a group, as like part of a circuit, or whatever, that's fine. Like it is kind of goofy. It's one of those things where if you step back and look at it, like if you were to record yourself doing it, you'd be like, what the hell is I doing?
I feel like if that's I recorded myself, exercise. I'd be like, this guy's sick.
That's also
Who's that,
true.
Chris Hemsworth.
But I would say that because you're saying that you know, like you would just do it by yourself in this one gym, and I used to go to the Y. But there's three Worcester area-wise, whatever. I go to one of them to run, whatever, to do the treadmill, whatever.
Yeah.
And then you start hearing, or even like when you were downstairs in the locker room, you could hear this guy thumping, and you go up, and it was like this one middle-aged dude just doing his med ball slams. And it's like, you do kind of look like a psycho when you're the only one doing it in like this big area where everybody is.
True. So. It's small. And the place where I do it is usually where like, it's the area where there's the, I'm going to give away where this gym is, but there's also like the TRX thing, so there's usually like a 60-year-old lady doing like rows or whatever on those, and I'm just like slam, and then I look down at my phone and laugh because I'm listening to Man of War, and I'm like, I can't believe this lyric occurred, and I have to screenshot the song. So that's kind of my process for working out.
Well, it's also funny because it's one of those exercises where unless you do them or are instructed or look it up, whatever, you would see somebody doing, and be like, what are you doing? Like,
oh, it's great.
Why would you? Yeah. What is this exercise?
No, totally. I just learned it. Some trainer did it when I like went through it. And I did it when I rode, when I was like 100 pounds lighter and played a college sport.
Division 1 athlete.
Yeah, that's true.
So the med ball slam, I wouldn't say is an etiquette question. It's just like a goofiness question.
Fair enough.
Like, would you do it if there was nobody else doing it?
Yes.
Sort of thing. You clearly would.
Yes.
But I was wondering about other med ball, or not med ball, other, got distracted there.
Well,
other gym etiquette questions.
The number
what would
one
you say is number one pet peeve at the gym?
Leaving stuff all over the place is number one, because I feel like it's, especially like I'm in a smaller place now, and like when I used to go to the Boston Sports Clubs in Central Square, which is like very crowded, and like there'd be like 1,000 dumbbells on the floor, and like as in my profession, I'm like, this is a liability. Like you'd be walking around, I'm like just picking stuff up, and I felt like a maniac because I'm just like picking up other people's stuff, and then you get mad and resentful. But if you're walking around, you trip on like a 35-pound dumbbell because somebody's doing like tricep kickbacks for an hour and a half and just leaves them on the floor, and that's annoying. So that's my number one. I think it's got to be my number one pet peeve. My number two pet peeve is anyone who thinks they have to do a superset unless you're not like a professional athlete. Like there's no reason. You don't just do them in a row. You know,
gotta get the gains, man.
You just do them in a row. Like, there's no reason ever that one person has to use two pieces of equipment where you're like, nah, bro, I'm doing this, and then I have to run over there and do that. I'm like, you really don't.
I have done that before.
Oh, you really don't. You really don't need to do that. I don't know if you know this, but you're not in the NFL. Or, you know, like, you don't need to do that. That's my second pet peeve. My third pet peeve is rudeness. My third pet peeve is, like, people who stare at me when I do med ball studies in the corner. Matt, your thoughts?
The ones I would say that you missed is, number one, well, you said leaving crap around.
Leaving crap around.
But not re-racking your weights.
That's fair. I'll put that in leaving crap around. I think that's the same.
Have you ever seen somebody curl in the squat rack in the flesh?
Yeah, when I'm looking in the damn mirror.
Is that you?
Yeah, because it's me. No. I mean, I have. It's ridiculous.
I would ban you from my gym.
It's annoying because there's not a lot of those, and you're like, there's so many places to do curls. You could curl literally anything else in the gym. You could pick up
you could just not do curls.
Leg extension machine and do curls with it.
You could do any other exercise. You could do med ball slams. It'd be more impressive.
You're not wrong. You're not wrong.
I would say sitting on a different machine when you're taking a break during your set. So, like, you're in the rack or whatever, and then you go sit down on a bench, and it's like, now your ass is where my head is going
to
be.
Can I reveal to you another thing I do that might be weird?
Is that what you do?
I do, rows where you, like, grab the... you're, like, laying on the floor, basically. And, like, so I use the, whatever you call it, the Smith machine to do rows. But then when I'm done with my set, I just sit on the floor. Is that bad?
No, I mean, you're out of the way, right?
All
right,
fair. Yeah, I am out of the way. And I'm, like, short, too. I'm not taking up a lot of space.
There you go. And I would say the last thing is unsolicited advice.
Oh, well, like I like it, though. I think it's actually fun, yeah.
The one time I was doing, there was like a dip, not the dip machine that's like the assisted chin-up thing,
yep.
But like the lever dips or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
So I was doing them the correct way one time, not that I'm really know what I'm doing, but
no, you know.
Sitting the proper way, and some bro comes over, he's like, I think you're supposed to sit the other way, like this. And I was like, you sure? He's like, well, I don't know, I've never actually used it, but I think you're supposed to do this.
Like you're riding a horse?
Yeah, I'm like, So anyway.
No, unsolicited advice, because that always makes me feel like pretty good. Like I was, and by unsolicited advice, okay, so when I was in high school, I was at a gym in Wakefield, which is now no longer there, but I was like doing something, and I've always been like, I can't run to save my life. Like I can run for about 30 seconds, but I was always good at like picking things up, and I was like doing some sort of lifting, and a guy came up, he's like, hey bro, do you use any supplements? I'm like, no. He's like, do you want supplements? So like I got offered steroids. I'm like, I don't need them, dude. So that's like unsolicited advice where like you feel good. Where I'm like, hey man.
You feel more Lisa Perrier.
I don't need him. Yeah, exactly.
Interesting.
Yeah, see? Good times.
There you go. Oh, the last one I'll give you a bonus is primarily as a runner. If you go to the track, especially when there's a sign posted that says, don't bring your scooters or your bicycles. And if you're going to walk, don't use the inside lane. If there's one thing that you could legalize vigilante justice for, it would be track violations.
Track walking.
It's unbelievable.
I'm always strutting.
It's
on
one
track.
That, like, if there's nobody there, go ahead, walk. Who cares? But when there's people running and they have to, like, the runners should not have to go around the walkers. Fair. The walkers should be on the sixth lane, on their phones, talking to each other. Maybe they have their kids on their tricycles there, which is legal.
But did you ever think, like, hey, if you're so fast, why don't you just run around me? Why don't you just deal with us? Like, it's real.
No, and then it's like they don't get the idea, because, like, the strategy is to, like, run without making contact, but like brushing them as closely as possible as you go around them to hopefully give them get the idea that they should get the hell out of the lane. But then it never works.
You're gonna start some sort of conflict.
I would love to.
I don't know.
I mean, they tend to be like middle-aged ladies in my way, so
I don't want that.
I might be able to win that fight.
Oh, fair enough.
So anyway, there you go. That's our
hey,
coming from the Brutal Brunch pro lifters over here.
See you guys later this morning, if you know what I mean.
All right, let's we'll take another song break here, and then we will come back. We'll wrap things up with again the week in problematic metal,
a lot of police blotter,
and some other stuff going on.
Norma Jean got bad takes.
Let's do another.
Kids
song.
With the bad hair and bad tattoos, they got bad takes. Every time I die, good takes.
Whoa!
Wow.
Anyway, a song that you can see, or a band you can see also tonight at the British American Club in Fitchburg, Hollow Betrayal. We're going to play you their song called Insecurities. It's off their album Upcoming Conflict. You're hearing it now. Brutal Brunch, WMFO, Medford, 91.5 FM, streaming live on WMFO.org.
Lost it! No!
Welcome back, Brewer Brunch, WMFO Medford, 91.5 FM. Streaming live on WMFO.org. That was Hall of Betrayal with Insecurities. Again, you can see those guys tonight out in Fitchburg. Take a trek to the British American Club.
Please do.
And real quick, the week in Problematic Metal.
Problematic Metal.
First of all, Every Time I Die was in the news quite a bit. In the past couple weeks, they had one of the members is a wrestler. Then you had their singer. Yes.
Wait, was he wrestling?
Or you had Jordan Buck. What?
Was he wrestling?
I don't know.
He's the best.
You should know that as a wrestling expert. We need an
guy.
Orbit.
John's going to tell us.
Jordan Buckley, their guitarist, there's a viral video of him just going to town on the guitar as they tear down the Final Warped Tour set around him at the Final Warped Tour show. So very entertaining. And then Keith Buckley,
yes.
The singer,
yes,
making it known that MAGA hats are not welcome at Every Time I Die shows.
Good.
And so people were like, you know, the Proud Boys were trying to pick a fight with him, and he's saying, we don't need your money to be successful.
Nobody's like, have you ever listened to anything?
I know.
We've ever done.
And then your boy from Norma Jean, sort of a response.
Gotta hear both sides response.
Yes, I don't give a S who comes to our shows. MAGA hats welcome, Hillary shirts welcome, gay pride flags, pentagrams, upside down crosses. Crosses? Duck Dynasty shirts? IDK. All that crap. Bring all the offensive things.
I mean, I like people. I mean, I don't know. Just take a stand. I'd rather he be like, you know what, Proud Boys only. Rather, you know what I'm like. Just take a stand for Christ's sakes, like.
You know, Republicans buy shoes too.
Ugh,
and then I Killed the Prom Queen was dropped from a festival. They're gonna reunite.
I don't know
because of old posts from. Speaking of, this was like some Eldon type posting.
Eldon Hoke.
Yeah, guy dropping C bombs in a old Facebook post.
Meh.
They've been removed.
That's whatever. You know, erase your old Facebook stuff.
And you had a comment on Wacken, I believe.
Yeah, that Wacken story that came out that like literally everyone texted to us earlier this week where it was like, two elderly men escape the nursing home, go to the Wacken open air metal fest. Wacky! And like...
Which you knew as soon as it broke. I was like, there's got to be more of the story. I didn't even really react to it because I was like, this is not what happened.
Could it possibly be true? And so it's not true. What happened was two men in their like late 50s who were at basically a nursing home for people with like mental handicap were just lost. They got lost. They were at a bus stop.
They're off their meds.
Wacken was close, so they took them to the medical tent and then tried to get them back to the nursing home.
Yeah.
But
pretty depressing story.
It's a very depressing story. And like... if you search the story, like, it still comes up with the wacky, like, old guys rock. Anyway, back to the weather. Like, what are you doing? And it's from the German police somehow? Like, everyone screwed up.
Yes.
Bad
to everybody
look.
Who contacted us, we appreciate it, but you gotta...
Bad look,
especially
everybody.
Today, you gotta stop and consider
and,
what's
like, also,
on.
Of course old guys went to Wacken Metal Fest to head Judas Priest. I'll be there next year.
You gotta act now. There's almost sold out.
I know.
All right, we're at the end of the show. Stay tuned for Mike on the Mic. We'll be back next week. In 2 weeks. 2 weeks? What's today's date? Yes, 2 weeks.
Yeah.
I believe we have a guest. Black Metal Yoga should be in the studio.
Good
and we're working
bro.
On some other guests. So stay tuned for that. Going to be a very exciting summer. I'm going to end things with another band you can see at Ralph's later this week. This is Zonga with Against the Northern Wind, The Sachem's Tales, ending with some black metal. Again, Mike on the Mic next. WMFO Medford, 91.5 FM. Streaming live on WMFO.org. Stay brutal.